This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Our first guest is Tiernan Brady from Marriage Equality. How are you, Tiernan?
How's it going?
Oh, look, pretty good. And, you know, first off, I have to congratulate you and the whole team there for not taking the bait from the No campaign. They want negative engagement. They want to have a fight. So I congratulate you all on not taking that bait. But I've got to say, there's one other person that we really want to get on the show, and he won't come on. I don't know whether you can persuade him. Lyle Shelton. We have invited him 5 times on Twitter, and he won't come on. Do you think he's afraid of us, perhaps?
Oh, do you know what? I don't really mind what his motivations are at this stage. I mean, I think you're spot on about the whole idea. You know, for the last 20 months and the last, you know, since we launched the Equality Campaign as well, we've always stuck to this idea that, you know, Australia's for us. The polls have told us that for 10 years. We don't need to go fighting in the corner with Lyle or with anybody. What we need to do is tell our stories and resist the temptation to get, you know, down and dirty, you know, scrapping it out in the corner, when what we really have to do is hold Australia's hand and take the last step. And, you know, I mean, thanks very much for the compliment, but what I would say on top of it is, actually, there's a million LGBTI people out there, yeah, and they have been amazing, that they have held their dignity in the face of, you know, the largest piece of provocation in a generation targeted at LGBTI people, and they have reached out their hands and kept telling their stories and kept it respectful. And, you know, that's what's winning. That's what's won the hearts and minds of Australia all along. And you know, the other side just can't understand why we're not taking the bait. But, you know, the discipline has been astounding by LGBTI people.
I saw a report that Ray Hadley had been encouraging his listeners to vote no. One of the things he said was that, ladies, when you go to the shopping centre, you're going to have to share the toilets with men. And you just think, you know, what does this have to do with a really, really simple question?
Yep. Well, I think this is the point, and this is, you know, first of all, I think we should always take great strength from that. You know, the no side also understand that the Australian people are for marriage equality. So, you know, they've gone down a strategy of doing everything apart from talking about marriage, in the hope that they can make it look like this argument's about something else. And every day, you know, another red herring has been thrown out of the basket, whether it's, you know, whether it's political correctness or political elites, whether it's, you know, safe schools, or whether it's, well, you know, when they talk about, you know, gender-neutral bathrooms, I just scratch my head. I grew up in a house with one bathroom.
Yeah,
so, you
exactly.
know, I mean, I presume most people did. So, you know, it's where we spent the first 18 years of our life. And so, but it's all very, it's a very deliberate strategy, because they have to get us off the question. And the discipline that we've shown, not just as a campaign, but as LGBTI people, to get their game, and not run down the rabbit holes. So when I came here first about 19 months ago, I kept saying, you know, a good campaign's based on three animals. You know, don't run down rabbit holes, don't eat red herrings, and don't mud wrestle with pigs, because, you know, the pig loves it and all you get is muddy.
Yeah.
And you know, I think we've stuck tight to that. You know, this is respectful journey, and we're just not taking the bait. And, you know, when you look at, you know, the Macklemore stuff this week, you suddenly realize, actually, they're at the bottom of a very deep barrel of red herrings, looking for bones and fish scales to throw out at this stage. There's nothing left.
And waiting for the pig to to serve. I wanted to ask Tiernan, one of your main opponents when you were involved in the campaign in Ireland has been getting a little bit of media in Australia for the No campaign. Again, I think this is a... And I've watched a couple of his interviews, and I must admit I was a bit confused about what he was actually talking about. But I think he might have been too. Again,
you may say that. I'm not allowed to.
No, that's right,
that.
Exactly.
We do.
Were you surprised to see him buying into the campaign, or you expected that that would happen?
Well, I was surprised because, you know, there's no good story for the No side coming out of Ireland.
Mm.
The only story coming out of Ireland is amazing for the Yes side. I mean, Ireland looks back on this not just as a moment that was great for LGBTI people, but as a moment that was great for Ireland. It has become so much bigger in our heads than marriage. It became a moment where we said, actually, we believe that everybody should be included and put that into the Constitution. And, you know, people look back and go, that was a good day. And, of course, the important one as well is, you know, so many people who voted no, you know, look back now and feel reassured that, you know, the deliberate misdirection by the No side that happened in Ireland, as is happening here, the fear-mongering. You know, of course, none of that happens because, you know, Margaret is still Margaret and Joe is still Joe. And you know, the people who want to get married, and nobody's less married and nobody's more gay. And, you know, I think it's done a wonder for the country. And I'd say something else, and I think it's just so important for us. One of the reasons respectful tone is so important from the Australian experience and the Irish experience is, of course, we all have to share the same space the next day. And we have to be confident that we can continue to persuade people to believe in LGBTI equality. I believe we will, and we keep doing that. So we don't want to divide the country through the campaign. Because what we've seen in Ireland, and we will continue to see here when it's respectful and positive and doesn't take the bait, is more and more people get won over. You know, when marriage is, touch wood, we're not complacent at all. There's a lot of work to do. But when marriages happen in Ireland, and hopefully they will happen in Australia as well, you know, other people come to those community events and it becomes, you know, just the shared happiness of a normal wedding, because it's just a normal wedding. But now that I've said that, I'm going to pull myself back and go, look, that's Ireland, the wonderful story, and it's the story we want for Australia, but we're not there yet. You know, there's 4 more weeks. There's a lot of people out there who've received ballots and haven't posted them. There's a lot of people out there who've received ballots, filled them in, and they're sitting at the bottom of the handbag, or they're sitting in the corner of the room, or they're sitting underneath the Bunnings brochure. And, you know, we've a lot of work to do to make sure all of those votes get cast.
Yeah. Can I just ask a question? Let's say we rock up to November the 15th at 11:30 and the vote is a yes. Already we've had some of the coalitions say they will abstain from voting in the parliament. It's a non-binding survey that we know. We know that John Howard's going to be involved in some of the religious protections moving forward, or that's what, you know, some of the reports are saying. So what do you think? I mean, Turnbull's saying it's all going to be sorted by the end of the year. Others are saying longer. So what do you think is going to happen if it's a yes? Like, what are the dangers? Like, this might go all sorts of different ways, potentially.
Firstly, I'm going to repeat what you just said. We have to get it to be a yes first. And you know, the polling is good. The turnout is you know, going up all the time, and it looks like it's going to be really good because people have been captured. Their imagination has been captured, and they want to stand up for their friends. So that's really great. But A, there is more work to do. B, when you get an entire country to have to vote on the dignity and status of one group of people in society, and if you made them vote, even though it wasn't necessary, if you put the country through this and spent hundreds of millions of taxpayers' dollars, plus tens of millions of dollars from other people who've campaigned on both sides, and that result comes back, and then you think you can ignore it, I wouldn't like to be a politician knocking doors.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine the sheer pressure of the will of the Australian people being brought to bear on them, mm-hmm. along with all that we'll be doing as a campaign. Mm-hmm. You know, the campaign would step into phase two instantly, mm-hmm. in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And how we all of us, you know, bring that pressure positively onto Parliament. You know, I think it would be a very foolish politician
okay.
to put the country through this and then goes, actually, I think I won't bother listening to you.
Mm.
So, there's a lot of work. There's work to do at that phase. But it is not unreal, and it is not inconceivable, and in fact, it is perfectly possible that this can be done before Christmas.
I mean, it's a very... We obviously have to remain positive, and one of the strategies I've had is the people that are the hard nose, I don't engage them
mm-hmm.
because I'm not going to change their minds. And I say to everyone, you know, every day, make it your mission to speak, you know, to one or two people about this. If they haven't voted, ask them, you know, to not, you know, not tell them, ask them to vote yes
yeah.
and tell them why you want them to vote yes, why you need them to vote yes. Sorry, go on.
No, but I think, I mean, that's the campaign in a nutshell. I think people have to understand their own power. There is nothing that the National Campaign can do that will be more powerful than, as you say, when each and every one of us talks to the people who are in the circles of our life, our friends, our family, our work colleagues especially, our neighbours. You know, if we go through our mobile phone list, never mind our Facebook friend list, just make sure, A, that everybody has voted yes, and everybody then has posted it. And we have to understand as individuals our incredible power as messengers of this campaign, and that, you know, that is what's happening, you know, all around the country. I'd say something else just as well. You know, we want people to do all of that, and we still need people to hold their nerve and to keep wonderful dignity to
yes.
have the conversations. But you know, especially over weekends like this, but over the next 4 weeks, and as a campaign, we're conscious of this. But we should all do it. You know, we need to reach out to each other. You know, this has been a tough journey, and it is a tough journey. And, you know, there's LGBTI people out there who might just be feeling the brunt of it a bit more. You know, many of us are, you know, incredibly resilient, sadly, because we've had to learn how to be. But, you know, some of us will be feeling the pain. And, you know, as well as going through your phone book for making sure people vote yes, you might spend a little time over the next 3 weeks going through your phone book thinking about,
yeah,
you know, who can I take for a little cup of coffee and yep. make sure they're all right?
Yeah. Tien and Brady, we've run out of time. We will have you back, obviously, before all the votes are cast. Again, congratulations for running such a dignified, organised, positive, informative campaign. Makes a difference.
Thanks. Thanks very much. We'll keep going at it. You know, there's a million of us in this and another 16 million people to vote. So,
good stuff, mate. Thanks yeah. again.
Great. Thanks a million.
Thanks.
That's Tien and Brady from the Equality Campaign. You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca and Ian.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.